visiting with Tom Peters, who is an NDSU Extension agronomist and does some work in weed control. And Tom, this year's theme is invasive weeds, which rightfully so, after what we've discovered in 2018, is probably a pretty appropriate theme.
Yes, the idea of invasive weeds does a couple of things. We're trying to reintroduce invasive weeds, so they don't always have to be perennial weeds, and they don't have to be in pasture ground. They could be an annual weed, like Palmer amaranth, that could be in corn and soybeans or sugar beets.
What are we gearing up for in 2019? What type of a plan are we devising?
Yeah, I think we have to have a plan. You said it. We just can't say, today's a good day for spraying. Let's spray weeds. Let's spray pigweed. With the pigweed plants, we have to have a strategy. And I would start by thinking about the crop that I'm planting. What crop and what would be a way to maybe have multiple approaches for pigweed control? Soil residual herbicides, post-emergence herbicides, maybe multiple soil residuals. The second thing that I want to do is think about, what did I do before? So am I introducing an idea that's different? And I think the third thing that we want to do is to remind our audiences that herbicides alone are not going to solve these pigweed problems. You need to integrate them together with maybe a little tillage, maybe cultural practices like row spacing, and then hand pulling as well. We don't want pigweeds to make seed.
Reporting for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Turnquist.